Gene Boldick is with us on the phone, the host of the Weekend Water Cooler, and it is time for Thing Not a Thing, the game in which Gene and I take a look at all the things, and there are many in Legion and Myriad on social media that have people upset these days, and we ask ourselves, is it a thing or is it not a thing? Do you want to start local and start with the movie theater? Because you mentioned that already.
Yeah, I think everybody knows the Regal theaters at Timberline are closing, and one of the things I really appreciate about them is the messages that they have on their marquee.
They're really cool, right?
To say goodbye to local customers and say, you know, thanks and all that. And I appreciate them doing that. You know, that's been a movie complex that I think whose end may have been hastened by COVID-19, but they've been sparsely attended for some time now. So I guess it'll be a good thing to see the complex, to see the building used for another purpose that might be more beneficial.
Yeah, there is
to the town and everybody, you know, but it's a little bit sad.
Definitely something about just like the not the movie industry, but the movie theater industry that it really does go in generations.
Right.
You've got those kind of early multiplexes and Regal Timberline is one. And then the newer multiplexes with the stadium seating. And
right.
Now you've got this new generation that Silver Spot is part of that isn't even the multiplexes with the stadium seating, but the stadium seating and the comfy chairs and the ottomans, and you pick your own seats and they come and take your order at the seat, like the whole immersive experience. Like, and it really does, like when each new generation comes along, that does hurt the older generations, and you're seeing that all over the country. One of my favorite theaters that I used to watch movies in Lansing, Michigan. Like my grandma was the one who would take me to the movies, and like a lot of the theaters that we went to see all of those great movies in the 90s, like those are no longer around now.
Right. I mean, I always loved the Varsity on Franklin Street.
Yes.
Just because of that thing of having the marquee out on the main
yes.
street in town, and that it has, to me, that has the feeling of the State Theater in Manchester, Connecticut, where I first saw Mary Poppins and, you know, The Sound of Music and those movies back in, you know, the dawn of when we first emerged from the cave, Aaron, and and saw the movies, you know, way back. Those were, you know, it was one theater, one screen, you know. The popcorn and so forth, but it was, you know, you just walked right in off of Main Street, and that's a great movie experience. And, you know, I don't know that it's worth building movie theaters in that way now, but I think that one of the big draws for big mainstream theaters is the stadium seating, because it eliminates the thing about going to the movies that annoys you the most, which is the big head of the guy in front of you.
Right, right. Although, speaking of things that we're nostalgic about that are now making a comeback, drive-ins, right? We've got one that's ostensibly going up in a few days at Caraway Village. Like, you go out there, one of us was out there earlier today and took some pictures, and it is still not a drive-in right now, but Film Fest 919 starts in 5 days, and they're going to be using that space to screen movies. So they will presumably have a drive-in up and ready to go within a week somehow. I'm looking forward to going back to the drive-in again.
I think that's absolutely – we talked about this a long time ago, this spring, and I think that that's a great thing, and I think that's here for this year and for next year and
mm-hmm.
probably the year after that. It is not going to be the case that 300 million Americans are going to run out, you know, next May 12th and get a vaccine and have it be effective enough that they're going to just snap back to everything being like it was last year.
Yeah.
So this is going to take time, and this is one of the adjustments that we can make that will create another way of doing that that's pretty familiar and comforting even to people. So I love it.
Up a level to state-related news. Cal Cunningham had an affair. Thing, not a thing.
You know, Cal doggone it, man.
I,
and boy, did I clean that up. for your show. You know, can I just tell you, I'm so sick of this kind of story. I'm so sick of this behavior on the part of people who should know better. Honestly, I'm weary of it. These people need to grow up and behave. It's thing, not a thing. So for my standard, thing, not a thing is this going to affect the outcome of that election, of that race? Not one bit. Not against Tom Tillis, who's on wife number three, and wasn't the best husband in the case of the first two. So I don't think it will affect the race. I still think Cunningham's going to win. After he does, I'd like to take him out back and you know what.
Yeah, I got that news, and I, like, until I see polls suggesting otherwise, I tend to agree with you. Like, we've been through so many bigger, more egregious scandals involving politicians, and I think just for better or worse, like, our threshold is higher now for, oh, this egregious behavior, this is actually going to affect the way that I vote when I go to the polls in November. Like, I think our threshold is higher for that than what we've seen so far with this. But God, how stupid, right? Like, it's only the most important election of our lifetimes and one of the most important elections in American history. Just chill for a minute, dude.
Right. And by the way, my 92-year-old father thinks that, too, that it's the most important election in his lifetime.
Yeah.
So, you know, if he says so, I believe it.
All right.
You know, we went through all that. So now the most important thing, not a thing, that is a ridiculous and totally American thing, I would say, is the fly on Mike Pence's head.
Oh, that whole vice presidential debate. That is the most the vice presidential debate, I don't think, has ever been a thing ever, because, like, we talk about it and we talk about it as if it's a thing. But what is, and I think I said this 4 years ago, too, like, what is the most memorable moment in the history of vice presidential debates? It's the moment in 1988 when Dan Quayle starts comparing himself to John F.
Kennedy.
And Lloyd Benson hits him with that famous, like, I knew John Kennedy. John Kennedy was a friend of mine. Senator, you know John Kennedy. Jack Kennedy. That is the most famous line, the most famous zinger.
Didn't
do a thing. Like, they lost by what? 10 points, 12 points? Like, it was a landslide, because the vice presidential debate doesn't matter. And I think getting back to Cal Cunningham, like, at this point, very little matters in the specific terms of affecting how we're going to go to the polls and vote. Like, most of us have already made up their minds. The vast majority of us have already made up our minds. And there's not a whole lot that's going to happen in the next few weeks. Fingers crossed. I don't want to jinx it, but I don't think there's much that's going to happen in the next few weeks that could change a lot of our votes, and that includes the debate. So, are we going to have another presidential debate? I don't think that's a thing either.
I was on a call with a friend of mine from high school, actually, last night, and she made this reference to, she's talking along, and she mentioned about undecided voters, and I burst out laughing, and she said, "What's your problem?" And I said, "Who is this unicorn of undecided voter that you're referring to? I don't know what that is. I don't believe it exists." There's no swing voter out there saying, "Oh, at this point, it's so close, I can't make up my mind who I'm going to vote for president."
Who's on the water cooler this weekend?
Come on. This weekend, I have we're re-airing a program with Penny Rich, and then we're going to be recording a couple of special programs going into the final stretch along next week and the following. And there's three more Saturdays before the election. So we're really going to be zooming in, so to speak, on the election for the next 3 weeks. So
awesome. Listen to the Weekend Water Cooler on 97.9 The Hill, weekends, Saturdays, and Sundays, when not preempted by football. And get the full archive online at weekendwatercooler.com. Gene Bolduc, thank you so much.
Thank you.